From the Mercy One Studio.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and we're so glad that you could join us today. Our topic for today is four ways to boost your metabolism and why we should favor organic foods. And joining us again is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is a regular monthly guest. We just really enjoy when Susan joins us because she's really made extraordinary contributions to the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA on how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. And now Susan travels and lectures and just helps people all over the world to invest in themselves and to make the change that they want to be. She has a multitude of books that are out, and we're just very excited, Susan, that you're here today. So thanks for joining us on Here's to Your Health.
Thank you. I like this trilogy topic of talking about why we want to eat vegetables, how to boost metabolism, and should we favor organic over non-organic foods? This will be a fun show.
Yeah, and you know, so many people, they think that, you know, they're trying different things. They're thinking they're doing it right, and still the weight's not coming off. So I really like the part about how do you boost your metabolism and just, you know, what people can do, especially as they're aging, because their metabolism doesn't tend to stay as high level as when they're young. So let's go ahead and get started and just begin with you giving your overview on the importance of diet to health and vitality.
Yes. Now, this is a great place to start because you could jeopardize your overall health if you don't pay attention to the foods you eat. And consuming too much junk food, for example, as you know, can lead to chronic conditions like obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, and more. So making the decision to improve your lifestyle by following a more whole foods diet with lots of plant-based foods and fruits and vegetables will definitely improve metabolism, boost your immune system, and promote overall wellness while reducing your risks of those chronic conditions I just mentioned. And some of the most important healthy diet staples consist of vegetables. And that's because they're so high in nutrients and provide a multitude of benefits. You know what? I basically eat a vegetable-centric diet. Every time I eat, I have some kind of vegetable in my diet, and whether it's a meal or a snack, even morning time. You know, for example, a morning green smoothie, I find lots of vegetables to put in that smoothie.
Right, and people can get more information if they go to your website at susansmithjones.com or to bookstouplift.com if they want to get actual recipes on how to do that, right?
Yes, sure. That's a great place to go.
Yeah, you know, I'm just curious if you can talk a little more about how these vegetables promote optimal gut function.
Well, gut function and so much more. All right, let me give you five reasons you want to eat a more vegetable-centric diet. Let's start with it's a good source of nutrients. Vegetables have lots of nutrients in them, like potassium, fiber, folic acid, vitamins A and C. And you need these nutrients to help fuel your body and for you to thrive. So that's one reason to eat a lot of vegetables. And the more raw you can eat, the better, because every time you cook any food, you destroy some of the nutritional value. Secondly, everyone's going to love this, they're low in calories. Yep, vegetables are low in fat, low in calories. And this means, let's say you could have a lunch of a big leafy green salad with lots of veggies in it, and you won't be going over your suggested daily caloric intake. It just makes sense to add more vegetables, and then you don't need to worry about counting calories, and it will help you lose weight.
And if you're really craving just something that's a little weightier, what about having your vegetables with some fresh hummus?
Love it. I love it because that's a wonderful legume. Hummus is usually made from, say, garbanzo beans, but you can make it from black beans and white beans and pinto beans. And, you know, I grow my own sprouts, and so it takes 3 days to begin to sprout the garbanzo beans, so I make delicious raw hummus. And in a salad, oftentimes my salad is my entire meal, and I'll put in all kinds of vegetables from mushrooms and cherry tomatoes, maybe shredded beets and carrots and onions and cucumbers. And I always have a little bit of fermented food, like a sauerkraut or a kimchi. The fermented is good. Maybe I'll put in a half a cup of beans, or maybe some grilled tofu, or maybe a few avocado slices.
Right, and I think
make it a meal.
And you don't always have to use lettuce, because I really like the Greek salad that's just the cucumbers, and you take out
tomatoes.
The seeds and do the cucumbers and the tomatoes and all of that.
Yes.
And really delicious. So you can get creative, I think, with your salads.
Yes. And
yeah.
You know what I love to do? I like to take romaine lettuce. And I'll take two of the big outer leaves, and then I'll put them back-to-back to each other, the big at one end, the small at the other end, two of them, to make it sturdier. And I make that the wrap, like a burrito, but inside I'll put my hummus, like you said, and some shredded beets and carrots, some sliced avocado, maybe some slices of cucumber, and I wrap it up so I have like a burrito, but the wrapping is made out of lettuce.
Which is great because, you know, we're so used to using breads for sandwiches, and it's nice to change that up and just do the lettuce wraps.
Oh,
sounds great.
Wonderful.
You can also put rice in those. I've seen those where people have used a little bit of rice, too.
Brown rice. I do that often. Whenever I make my brown rice, I make extra, so some is always stored in the refrigerator.
So that you can just quick grab some brown rice, lettuce, make a wrap,
yes,
put in extra vegetables. That sounds really good,
I
Susan.
Know. It's making me hungry right now.
Yeah, so, okay, so the
three
optimal,
more reasons.
The optimal gut function. Let's get to that.
Yeah, this is what you wanted to hear about.
Yeah,
fiber is beneficial to the body in the sense that it can help reduce the occurrence of bowel issues like constipation. And due to the water and fiber content of most vegetables, these delicious healthy foods nourish the beneficial bacteria in the gut, which helps keep us regular and healthy. So it's the fiber that helps keeps your whole digestive system moving smoothly and keeps you in the flow, as they say.
Yeah, and I think just, you know, even having one meal a day that's just total vegetables, like really lovely salad, is a great way to ensure getting nutrients and being able to have enough fiber. What do you say as far as the organic versus non-organic?
Well, you want to go there now?
Yeah, since we're talking about vegetables,
yes,
as far as
okay.
that. Yeah.
First of all, whenever you can choose organic, you want to do it. Eating lots of plant-based foods, and especially fruits and vegetables, is going in the right direction, but that's only the first step. By the way, the term organic refers to the practice in which an agricultural product is grown and processed. And according to the Mayo Clinic, growing plant-based foods organically enriches the soil and the water quality, reduces pollution, promotes a self-sustaining resource cycle for the farmers, but most importantly, it keeps fruits and vegetables as natural and healthful as possible. So instead of using synthetic fertilizers to add nutrients to the food, farmers rely on natural matter to reserve and improve soil quality, thus keeping the plants exactly how God created them.
Do you think that farmers are going more towards this organic farming? What are you
seeing?
Well,
based on the prevalence of farmers' markets everywhere, I think they are. And the foods are safer, you know, because, in case the listeners aren't aware of this, because conventionally grown products are created with chemical fertilizers and weeds and pests are controlled with synthetic pesticides, many people, myself included, see non-organic foods as a more harmful option. If you have an option, go for organic. They're grown with natural fertilizers like manure and compost, and the weeds and pests are controlled naturally. And then this method ensures that the soil is as natural, nutrient-dense, and free of chemicals as possible, which in turn makes your fruits and your vegetables and whole grains as healthy as possible.
Right, and you know, with the herbicides and pesticides, we're always worried about the increase in cancer, and that's at any age. So definitely, I would think that the organic would be the better way to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, speaking of that, let me just add three more quick tips. Organic foods will not contain harmful chemical residue, and you don't want to keep adding in toxic residue to your body. Secondly, it's optimal freshness. Because foods don't contain preservatives, you can count on choosing the freshest option from your market when it's labeled organic. And then thirdly, environmental friendliness. Let's think about our planet more.
Right.
You know, the step that we all can take, because organic farming conserves water, reduces soil erosion,
right,
increases soil fertility, and reduces pollution.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Susan Smith-Jones.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to give back to our communities, our families, and you, our customers, whenever we can. It's just part of who we are and what we do. And now we have something brand new, 0% financing for up to 5 years on new qualifying furnaces and air conditioners.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, and we obey the rules to live by. Not just one, but five Golden Rules every single time. You can believe we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
Ladies, join Iowa Catholic Radio for our women's conference, The Soul of the Matter, on Saturday, November 2nd at St. Francis Church in West Des Moines. The day will begin with Mass, followed by three inspiring speakers. Father Wade Meneses, a member of the Fathers of Mercy, Sonia Corbett, a Catholic convert, and Susan Tassoni, a passionate champion for the holy souls in purgatory. The day will also include beautiful music by Anna Nuzzo. Adoration and confession will be offered throughout the conference. For more information and to register, go to iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
Did you know there are millions of children that go hungry every day? Mary's Meals is a program with a simple idea, to provide one daily meal in a place of learning. To attract chronically poor children into the classroom as they're ladder out of poverty instead of working in the fields or begging on the streets. The average worldwide cost to feed a child for a whole school year is just $19.50. Mary's Meals is now feeding over 1 million children in Africa. Mary'sMealsUSA.org. Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for your support of Mary's Meals.
Women who have had an abortion are 45% more likely to have another. At InterVisions Healthcare, we do everything possible to eliminate the perceived need for an abortion in their delicate time of crisis. Our experienced nursing staff seeks to be that soft place to land by providing education, encouragement, and empowerment through our medical services, especially the ultrasound. Since our services and programs are free, we invite you to learn more about ways to get involved in our ministry. Visit ivhcare.org or call 515-440-2273.
Do you want to travel when you retire? If you're 65 or older and on Medicare, you need to make sure your backup health insurance will cover you when you're traveling. Not sure if your plan has you covered? Contact your local Catholic United financial specialist. We offer worry-free coverage when traveling. Medicare supplement health insurance from a Catholic company you can trust.
Hi, this is Kevin Williams, your local Catholic United specialist, and I'm here to help you. Please call me at 224-764-2997.
Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or its Medicare program.
We're back on Here's to Your Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and we're talking about the five benefits of eating vegetables, four ways to boost your metabolism, and why we should favor organic foods. And you were just talking about the benefits of the organic foods, you know, not just to our bodies, but also to the land and to the environment. And I think that's an important tip that we need to remember. So let's go to the natural mood booster, Susan. How do these foods boost our moods?
Yeah, and we're talking about vegetables here.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that a diet rich in vegetables is great for physical health. That's a no-brainer. But a lot of people don't know that it's also beneficial for our mental well-being. According to Mental Health America, MHA, following a diet that relies on, you know, with a big emphasis on whole nuts and seeds and whole grains and fruits, unsaturated fats and vegetables, is better for mental wellness than one that consists mostly of meat and dairy. And in fact, the MHA also said that those who eat lots of raw plant-based foods are 30% less likely to develop depression. You and I, ages ago, did an entire show on the benefits of raw foods, and one of the benefits was that it decreases depression in people when you eat more raw foods than all cooked foods.
Well, and as a psychologist, definitely, you know, any way that you can promote health and well-being without having to use, you know, synthetic medicines is a great opportunity. So they're saying that it's 30% that is the percentage that they're seeing in boosting moods when they have raw vegetables?
Yes, yes, that those who ate primarily a raw plant-based diet are 30% less likely to develop depression. And I find that too. Let's say I've been on the road traveling a lot and people take you out, and you eat a little differently than, or at least I do, than when I'm at home.
Right.
But and then I'm stressed out with work, and then I come home, and when I get back on eating more beautiful organic vegetables and fruits and go several days on just raw food, within one day my mood is lifted. Things seem brighter. I'm more optimistic. It's actually hard to describe unless you experience it yourself.
Well,
so anybody listening, if anyone's depressed, first of all, of course, get sleep and get good aerobic exercise.
Right.
But do a little simple test. Say for 3 days, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm going to do a raw food diet and see how much better you will feel and how much brighter the world looks to you.
And as always, since we're on Iowa Catholic Radio, the spirituality component is so important, too, that you're really right in your spiritual being and have utilized all the healing. We just had a show on healing sacraments. So, you know, utilizing that and then the exercise and the great foods. And, I mean, really, that should be a fantastic way to be able to elevate your mood. So
I love that you brought that in. And my meditations and my prayer time always seem to be more enriched when I eat, when I add in a little bit more raw foods to my diet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel closer to God. And when you couple that with, like we just said, the exercise, the sleep, and spending some time out in nature.
Yeah, that
boy,
too.
Boy, is that profound for our health.
Right. And it's great for immunity. You want to talk with our listeners before we have to take another break about immunity?
Yes. Okay. So vegetables are loaded with nutrients, and they have a great reputation, but scientifically proven for boosting the immune system. And specifically, leafy green vegetables activate T-BET, that's a gene that produces immune cells in the gut. And those immune cells maintain immunity, reduce inflammation, protect the body from pathogenic bacteria, help intestinal balance. And I always say that even though I eat a great diet, but it's never quite perfect, I always add in some kind of powder that has lots of cereal grasses like barley grass and wheat grass and leafy greens and microalgae sprouts, prebiotic fibers, you know, and I take this powder, I take a tablespoon of it in a glass of water, or sometimes right in my mouth without water, or juice, and then I know that I'm getting all of the nutrients I need, even though my diet might not be perfect.
Right. And, you know, there's a big question as far as vitamins. I know we've talked about this before. Dr. McDougall, he advises against taking synthetic vitamins. And it's always best, I think you'd agree, that it's always best to get your vitamins from your fresh foods, right?
Well, absolutely. But I don't think you can count on getting every, that is most important, yes. But I don't think you can count on getting everything from the food, because you don't know how long ago the food was picked, how long it's been in the store, and then you cook a lot of the nutrients out. That's why, just as nutritional insurance, it's good to take something, you know,
to be able to get vitamins elsewhere. Okay. Well, I know,
yes,
D3 is critical. Dr. Kals has, you know, been advocating that forever. As far as the D3, because it's really a hormone and not a vitamin. Who knew? So it's good too to talk to your doctor about that and what you're supplementing with, but make sure that you're getting high quality so that you're not putting something in your body also that's not even getting metabolized, because there's differences between the way vitamins, you know, are absorbed. And
yes,
and you need to really know that. So,
yes,
you know, when we're talking about extra body fat, it's so interesting, because if we're in European countries, we just don't see the obesity we see in America.
Isn't that the truth? We are less active. We sit more behind our desks and our iPads and our iPhones. We don't get enough sleep. We're stressed out. And we don't eat the best diet. All of this contributes to your body fat and your metabolism.
Right. And so how do we revitalize our metabolism?
Well, do we have time to do this before the break?
Yeah, we can start.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, because I know a lot of people say to me, I make an effort to lose weight, and I'm not getting the best results. So here's what I often tell people about metabolism. The metabolism, and for someone who might not know, is the body's ability to convert the foods you eat into energy. And the calories you consume combine with oxygen to release the energy your body needs to function. And the more calories you burn, obviously, the easier it is to lose pounds and maintain a healthy weight. So if your metabolism is at a standstill, you might may find it a little bit more difficult to lose pounds. But there are special tips we can go through to boost our metabolism, boost our confidence, shed weight, even when we're not eating the most perfect diet, or even if maybe we're not eating enough vegetables. There are some simple things that you can do.
So everybody needs to get their pen out so they can write these down, because I'm sure everybody's ears perked up when they're like, oh, simple tips, that sounds good, right?
Simple, I like that word.
Right.
Yeah, because we definitely want more simple in our lives.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So stick to a well-balanced eating regimen?
Yes. A lot of people don't do that. You see, our body thrives on routine, eating pretty much at the same times during the day. And you also need to eat enough throughout the day. This is going to sound paradoxical, for your body to process the calories efficiently. If you limit your calories to one meal during the day and you fast the entire rest of the day, that will lower your metabolism. It's actually better to eat more frequently on smaller meals and snacks. That's called grazing. That stokes your metabolism. But don't use what I said as an excuse to have five or six large meals during the day. They have to be small. Small's that operative word.
So when you wake up, make sure that you get something, you know, in your body, in your system to start off the day. I think that's pretty important, right?
It is. And this goes along with tip two. You want to prioritize protein. Protein causes a large rise in the thermogenic effect of food, which is how eating certain foods can positively impact your metabolism over a long period of time. So eating proteins not only increases your metabolism, it makes you feel fuller for longer periods of time, often preventing you from overeating. And since I'm a plant-based diet eater, and most people know good meat sources of protein, I'll give you plant-based sources. Chia seeds are an excellent source of protein, and so are lentils, quinoa, beans, flax seeds, nuts, and seeds. And again, like I said, I usually start my morning putting greens in the blender. My liquid base is often half or all water, or if it's half, the other half might be homemade almond milk, because that's a good source of protein. And then I'll put in maybe frozen blueberries if they're not in season, or strawberries. But then I'll add some spinach and a little parsley and maybe some celery and kale. And then I always add a scoop of protein, so I make sure I have enough protein
to start
my day off in the morning.
We're going to have to take another break, and we'll be right back to finishing up those simple points.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to give back to our communities, our families, and you, our customers, whenever we can. It's just part of who we are and what we do. And now we have something brand new, 0% financing for up to 5 years on new qualifying furnaces and air conditioners.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, and we obey the rules to live by. Not just one, but five golden rules every single time. You can believe we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. Go to GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dallin Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Did you know there are millions of children that go hungry every day? Mary's Meals is a program with a simple idea, to provide one daily meal in a place of learning. To attract chronically poor children into the classroom as they're ladder out of poverty instead of working in the fields or begging on the streets. The average worldwide cost to feed a child for a whole school year is just $19.50. Mary's Meals is now feeding over 1 million children in Africa. Mary'sMealsUSA.org. Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for your support of Mary's Meals.
Women who have had an abortion are 45% more likely to have another. At InterVisions Healthcare, we do everything possible to eliminate the perceived need for an abortion in their delicate time of crisis. Our experienced nursing staff seeks to be that soft place to land by providing education, encouragement, and empowerment through our medical services, especially the ultrasound. Since our services and programs are free, we invite you to learn more about ways to get involved in our ministry. Visit IVHcare.org or call 515-440-2273.
Do you want to travel when you retire? If you're 65 or older and on Medicare, you need to make sure your backup health insurance will cover you when you're traveling. Not sure if your plan has you covered? Contact your local Catholic United financial specialist. We offer worry-free coverage when traveling. Medicare supplement health insurance from a Catholic company you can trust.
Hi, this is Kevin Williams, your local Catholic United specialist, and I'm here to help you. Please call me at 224-764-2997.
Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or its Medicare program.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football, an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown. TamiaAndSons.net.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to CTOIowa.org.
back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and we are talking about the five benefits of eating vegetables, four ways to boost your metabolism, and why we should favor organic foods. And Susan, you were just giving us four simple tips, so I think we're to stay hydrated.
Yes. And you know, Dr. Carla, a lot of people don't know this, but the body's metabolism slows down when you're dehydrated. You want to stay hydrated, and I'm not talking about alcohol or soda pops or caffeinated teas, because that all will dehydrate you. And the reason is that your muscles need water to burn calories effectively. So staying hydrated is one of the key elements of fueling your body properly to aid weight loss. That's why I always recommend to drink water periodically through the day, even when you're not thirsty. Because if you get to the point where, oh, I'm so thirsty, first of all, usually it means that you're hungry, you're not really thirsty. But if you really are thirsty, it means that your body is already dehydrated.
That's really interesting, Susan, because I think a lot of us forget to drink water throughout the day.
I think so, too, which is why I always say carry water with you. Have it at your desk at work. Obviously, at home, it's easy to get. If you're doing errands or going out somewhere, always carry water with you.
So, you know, if somebody is, you know, they're exercising, they're eating really well, but they're not drinking enough water, that would make it so that they're not going to be burning the number of calories, right?
That's right. It could be as simple as that.
That's so amazing, because you hear people plateauing, right?
Yes, yes.
And maybe that's a part of that whole plateau effect, do you think?
Yes, I think it absolutely could be. And then sometimes people go way too long in between meals. They might wait 6 hours. And then your body's brain thinks, gosh, this person hasn't eaten in so long. I better lower the metabolism. Because I don't know when we're going to get another meal in here.
Right, because there's that phenomenon that the body will slow down to store the fat to try to protect you from going into starvation, right?
You're absolutely right.
It's amazing how our body is made.
And then there's another factor that you and I have talked about so many times, that if you don't get good sleep at night and bring that cortisol level, one of the hormones for stress, down, then first of all, it primes your body the next day to hold on to all of the calories you eat.
Oh, my.
And also takes away all willpower, makes you crave junk foods. So sleep is such an important part of getting the weight off and keeping it off.
So that's another thing, that if you're not sleeping and you've gained weight, you need to go ahead then and probably by eating the healthier foods, you're going to have better sleep and exercising.
You will.
If you just trade off those two things with getting more vegetables in your diet and taking a walk, probably that's going to help reduce your stress level, that you can kind of get that back in order where you can sleep, right?
If people tell me they're having trouble sleeping, the first thing I ask them is, are you exercising every day?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you exercise in the morning and you don't go to bed till nighttime, it will help you sleep better. And let's talk about exercise with metabolism. I think people need to realize that there are more elements that go into boosting your metabolism and shedding a few pounds than just, say, taking a walk every day, taking a simple walk. It's about fueling your body properly and exercising efficiently. Let's say you have a treadmill in your home and you just kind of stroll on it for 1 hour while you're watching a TV show. You think it's doing a great job, but there are more efficient ways to make use of your working out. If you want to lose weight, you want to do high-intensity interval training, HIIT, for example. And that means you switch back and forth from high intensity to low intensity. And this heightens your heart rate and then brings it back down throughout the workout, which is an essential element for losing weight. You and I did a whole show about exercise, and I talked about in your exercise routine, unless you're just beginning for the first time in years or in ever, then you wait till you've been exercising a month. But then you want to introduce into your program bursts of intense exercise for about 30 to 90 seconds. For example, this morning I did a hike, and I saw way ahead of me a big, beautiful oak tree, and then I did a burst of as quickly as I could go. I'm not sprinting, but I'm just going as quickly as my body will let me go uphill, and then I get to the tree, and then I don't stop. I keep walking. If you can add that in 3 to 5 times during your workout, it really increases those fat-burning exercise enzymes.
I've been reading, too, that the shorter exercisings, the shorter periods of time where you do the interval training is better than doing long durations. And when I was at Mass out at the Newman Center in Berkeley, I loved the priest said that a really good thing for us to do to lift our mood is to just turn on praise and worship music and dance.
Ooh, I
mean,
love
and just go
it.
Ahead and just
it.
Dance to the praise and worship music. I mean,
yes.
How easy is that, right?
I know, and just move.
Yeah, and
like
just move. Yeah, and praise the Lord while you're moving, right?
Yeah, just make it a habit that every time the commercial's on, you get up and maybe you step in place, or maybe you twist, or maybe you reach for the ceiling. And always remember, you've got, if you want to lose weight and don't want it to be a struggle the rest of your life, you need to add in some form of weight training to the aerobics, because that will build muscle, and muscle is more metabolically active than the fat is.
Right, you're going to burn more calories, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that...
Yes, even when you're sitting and sleeping, if you bring more muscle onto your body. But here's a key point. If you did weight training 3 times a week, but this is a big key point, 3 times a week, it will take 4 to 5 months to build onto your body 10 pounds of extra good, healthy, lean muscle tissue. The fat will be reduced, but you want to build on 10 pounds of extra muscle, because 10 extra pounds of strong, lean muscle on your body burns, I love this, 500 more calories a day just by adding the muscle onto your body. So that means that if you add 10 more pounds of muscle on your body from a good weight training program compared to your sister or brother who never work out, you'll be burning way more calories all day long, even when you're sitting and sleeping, even during your workouts.
Oh, that's a fantastic point. I mean, and that's exercising efficiently, because if you're building that muscle, you're going to be reducing your weight.
Yes.
Oh, I like that really well. Okay, so now the organic foods we visited about, but there's the question of how can we tell if our food is organic? Does everything have to be labeled, Susan?
Yes, very good. Very, very good question. When shopping at your grocery store, be on the lookout for the USDA organic label. There's a label, and when you see it, then you'll get used to seeing it. Because this ensures that 95% or more of that product is organic, so that's a good amount. I say, whenever possible, visit the farmers markets that you can. I'm so lucky to have one 2 blocks away year-round every Sunday. Here
right.
In Brentwood, I'm so blessed. But I also say, if you can't find organic that easily, there are companies that sometimes can ship them to your home, or maybe grow a few in your backyard, or sprouts, like we'll talk about shortly. But do what it, and let's say you go to your grocery store and your organic foods, there's not a good variety and they're too expensive. And you tell your produce manager that if they don't get in a better variety and lower the cost, that you might have to go elsewhere. If enough people say this, then the stores will bring in more organic and make it at a better competitive price.
Right. We're really blessed. We have the farmers market in our downtown, and then we have the Valley Junction Farmers Market, and then there's stands all over. But the grocery stores have organic, and that's nice. But also the option of being able to go online is nice, too. So there's co-ops, too, as well.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's just a lot. We're really blessed, too, to be able to have that. And
you have that year-round where you are?
We don't have it all year-round, no. No, because of our winter time, mm-hmm. but then we go into our winter vegetables and that. So we have a lot of access on that, too. So, But you can always look at Susan's book on kitchen gardening and learn how to grow sprouts, because I love all the B vitamins that are in that. And I think we need to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with Susan Smith-Jones.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to give back to our communities, our families, and you, our customers, whenever we can. It's just part of who we are and what we do. And now we have something brand new, 0% financing for up to 5 years on new qualifying furnaces and air conditioners.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, and we obey the rules to live by. Not just one, but 5 golden rules every single time. You can believe we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes At Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for keep the faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Did you know there are millions of children that go hungry every day? Mary's Meals is a program with a simple idea, to provide one daily meal in a place of learning. To attract chronically poor children into the classroom as their ladder out of poverty instead of working in the fields or begging on the streets. The average worldwide cost to feed a child for a whole school year is just $19.50. Mary's Meals is now feeding over 1 million children in Africa. Mary'sMealsUSA.org. Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for your support of Mary's Meals.
Do you want to travel when you retire? If you're 65 or older and on Medicare, you need to make sure your backup health insurance will cover you when you're traveling. Not sure if your plan has you covered? Contact your local Catholic United financial specialist. We offer worry-free coverage when traveling. Medicare Supplement Health Insurance from a Catholic company you can trust.
Hi, this is Kevin Williams, your local Catholic United specialist, and I'm here to help you. Please call me at 224-764-2997.
Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or its Medicare program.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, TamiaAndSons.net.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, we've covered a lot of information, but people can always listen on the podcast to be able to hear it again. We're just talking about, you know, the access to organic foods, but now I really want to talk about your kitchen gardening, because I think that's fantastic. That can be year-round that people can do this.
Yes, well, let me first say that I have a nickname in North America as the Sprout Lady. And as I mentioned in my book, Kitchen Gardening, when I was a teenager, my grandmother taught me how to grow sprouts, and I've been growing them ever since. And these remarkable gifts of nature, you get pure, fresh, nutrient-rich food that's alive with a vital force. So many studies have been done on sprouts. For example, let's take broccoli sprouts. Broccoli sprouts have much more nutritional value than the very hefty, nutrient-rich, mature broccoli that takes about 75 days to grow. But you can grow broccoli sprouts in about 4 days for pennies, in your kitchen.
It's just amazing. And they're just beautiful. And you can add them to your wrap sandwiches, to your salads. Do you add sprouts to your smoothies?
All the time. Oh, all the time. Especially broccoli sprouts, because studies have shown that a quarter cup, so that's not that much, of broccoli sprouts every day gives you a 50% less risk of getting cancer. And it's because of the great sulforaphane and the nutritional value. But it's astonishing to me that in only 2 to 7 days we can grow in the corner of a kitchen using a few inches of space nutrient-rich sprouts for only pennies per batch. It takes about 2 minutes a day to tend to them. You just have to rinse them. It doesn't matter the weather conditions outside, the location in the world, the size of your kitchen. You can grow them in a RV, and you'll be an expert at kitchen gardening within a week.
And your book is available at your SusanSmithJones.com website, right? And Books to Uplift?
Yes, yes. And you can go under Books and click on Kitchen Gardening. You can read the foreword. You can look at a sampler of the book. It's full color. It gives you the ABCs of everything you need to know to grow sprouts. And making sprouts, and even my book, is a good gift to give family and friends who want to have a healthier life. And it's a great way to get fresh, organic vegetables year-round.
Right, and the vitamin content is just amazing to me.
It multiplies the moment that you start germinating them. For example, you take a tablespoon of alfalfa seeds, you put them in a jar overnight with water, and this starts the germination process. So while you're sleeping, the seeds are waking up. And then the next morning, you rinse out the jar that has a screen at the top, and then I tilt it on an angle in my drainer in my kitchen sink so that no water stays in the jar.
So can you just go ahead and put a cheesecloth on the top so that
you could. And with a rubber band.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And then you just rinse out the jar. It takes about a minute twice a day, and I keep it covered for the first 2 days, and the third day I take off the dish towel so that the light can get to the seeds that are growing with these little baby stems and make it green with the chlorophyll. And you get, so for pennies, Carla, you can get a quart of alfalfa or broccoli sprouts or any kind of lentil. And I even sprout my garbanzo beans, because after the third day when they have a little bit baby tail on them and they're soft, I make raw hummus.
Oh, interesting. You have those recipes available, too, in your book.
So that people
who are not familiar, they can just go ahead and go online at SusanSmithJones.com, and all of the links are there for you to be able to navigate around to find that.
Yes.
I think it's just wonderful, particularly because we go into the winter season, and so that's nice to be able to have something that's fresh, that's high in vitamin content, and that's easy.
Yes, it's easy, inexpensive, and you know what? Kids love to participate in this growing process. And by the way, under Kitchen Gardening on my site, you can get, there's a way to get a personally autographed copy from me with a note card and a bookmark that I'll send you. And you'll find that if you go to SusanSmithJones.com, go to Books in the navigation bar, and any of my books there, you can get a personally autographed copy sent to you or someone else.
Yeah, I think that would be a good gift to be able to give someone. And oftentimes, too, when people are diagnosed with, a illness or something, I think that this would be a nice gift, too, to just be able to incorporate healthier foods for them.
Yes.
Right?
And by the way, you know this because you've read it, but in the book I talk a lot about my life and my growing up and everything my grandmother taught me and how I learned to make sprouts from her, and then I took over the duties from her and used to deliver sprouts as gifts the people in the neighborhood.
Oh, I like that. And yeah, wasn't that Fritzy, Grandma?
Yep,
your Grandma Fritzy?
My grandmother. So you'll learn all about my lifestyle and how I live and exactly how I grow sprouts, A to Z, and then how to use them in your dishes and in your meals, and which are the most nutritious.
And you can just get, like, those canning jars to be able to do this, right? The glass canning jars?
Exactly. Yes, you can.
Oh, but I think that would be really a nice gift to put a ribbon around that and give somebody some freshly grown sprouts.
Yes, along with the book. And then they'll love it. They'll become healthier because of you, and then they'll teach other people how to sprout. It's like a gift that keeps on giving.
Sure. So, Susan, do you have any more positive comments you want to add before we're going to have to say goodbye? The time always goes so fast.
Oh, gosh. Do we have another hour?
I think we have about 3 minutes. I see my producer there kind of looking. Yeah. We're right about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I would say there's no one element that will make you as healthy as possible. God has helped us with different elements to give us a healthy lifestyle, but they're all within your power to choose. Remember, you're the president and CEO of your body and life and your health, and start out with making all this non-negotiable. Get good sleep at night, and you get good sleep by keeping the room dark and cool and natural fiber sheets. You want to get some movement in every day, some exercise. You want to look at your body as a beautiful temple of God. So feed your body foods that will make your health thrive and not suppress your immune system. You want to keep your stress level down. You want to spend as much time in nature as possible. And you want to carve out time to be one-on-one with God right there, right in the moment with your prayer time and meditation. I like to bookend my day, morning and evening, with my God-centered time. Of course, I talk to God throughout the day, but this is my very integral and important time to just breathe deeply, and maybe I'll take a passage from the Bible. In fact, one of the ones I've been looking at lately is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I love this one, where you focus on the Lord, focus on God, and then your path will be made straight.
Trust in the Lord with thy whole heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Is that the one you're thinking of?
I love that. Don't you love that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, and when you talk about our responsibility to taking care of our health, that's in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that, you know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we have that responsibility. And sometimes it's just that people aren't sure how, right? So the information you give is such a blessing to our listeners, Susan. Thank you.
And then people are often creatures of habit. They get into bad habits. They don't break them. Remember, it often takes 21 days. Ben Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. And say, for 21 days, no more ice cream, no more sugar.
Right.
21 days, I'm going to work out. I'm going to get more sleep. After 21 days, you will have established a new habit or no longer crave what you gave up, and it works.
And the other thing that I think that we often forget, ask Jesus to help you. Say,
always,
Lord, this
always.
Is just something I really need your help and guidance with. Give me that inspiration through the Holy Spirit to make these changes that are going to help me be healthier, right?
Yes. I think that is essential every morning when you wake up. Every morning I say to Jesus, show me the way, I trust in thee. Take charge of my day. Take charge of what I think, feel, say, and do today. You know, I surrender to you. And then I know it will be a great day, and if it's not, then there's something I need to learn out of what's going on.
Right. And with that, on that note, we're going to have to end the show, and I'm so glad you come and join us every month, Susan. So
thank you.
Just to you, thank you, and from our listeners, I know that they enjoy you so much. And this is Dr. Carla, and we are on Here's to Your Health.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.